I'm gonna let you guys fight this out like strippers over some cash on the stage, because I don't know the answer my damn self.
Which of our friends would actually be invited to the cookout?
Don't touch nothing. Don't ask for nothing. Don't look at nothing.
Get your ass in the goddamn house before I beat your motherfucking ass.
Bitch, you my new best friend.
You don't like seasoning. I'm sorry, but you can no longer play.
You keep acting up. You want to get to the cookout, and I'm going to act up with you.
Lou Cantrell, Blackstreet, New Edition, Belle Biv DeVoe, Boys to Men.
That is so sexy that you knew that.
You're spicy white.
You're just spicy white.
Everyone's going to come out of this a better, blacker person.
Oh, yes, no! That's fucking good! Yes!
Wrecked people wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people
wrecked people.
Hello, world. Here we are.
Hello.
We're back. We're fucking back.
We are back, baby.
We are back, baby. Welcome to Get Wrecked, the game show for busted people, sponsored by bad decisions and unsuccessful therapy.
I am Coco.
I'm Eric, you sluts.
And in this game show, we hurt our own feelings and embarrass our guests to answer you fuckers' most savage questions.
We make our lives worse so yours can get better. And if you are new here, turn, twist, shimmy that sweet ass back around to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you found us, and hit that follow button so you can be the first person to see the podcast every single week when we air. Okay, bitch, how are you? How's life?
Eric.
You know what? You look glowing. Your skin looks clear.
I'm honestly stressed right now because I...
What?
I had my mom spend a good 7 hours doing my... I had her do Senegalese twists.
Your hair looks so
hair.
Good. You guys can't see. Her hair looks like she's like a fucking... She looks like Storm. She's like
Thank
an African
you.
Princess right now. It's amazing.
But they keep falling out, and it's to the point where people are like, don't ever look anywhere else again in your life. You look like shit before. You look like trash, but you look good now. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I can't replicate this.
I don't want to lie to you. So I'm just going to rip off the Band-Aid.
Okay, give it
like,
to me.
Like, in comparison maybe yesterday.
Oh, no.
Like, you do look really, really good. And I don't want to say you look like absolute trash on the street. Like, garbage. Like, a cat shat you out and then ate
right.
And then vomited up the shit vomit.
But it was pretty bad. It was bad.
Just in comparison, though. You don't look fugly. You look a little,
so
you look
sad.
Fugly adjacent. That's
fugly
it.
Adjacent.
Like right
Thank
next
you.
To me. Okay, who the fuck are we fucking up today? Let's look into the DMs.
You go first. You pick the first one. I already know what I'm going to say.
Okay,
I'm
so
confused.
This one goes, question for y'all. Okay, getting casual. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure my best friend is in love with my boyfriend. The problem
Been
is
there,
that
bitch.
We all started off. Yeah, exactly. This is already this is a great start. The problem is that we all started off as friends in a friend group, and now I can't tell if she's flirting with him or just being super friendly. She does things like play with his hair and dance with him at bars when we're all out together. And part of me wants to judo chop her in the throat, but part of me thinks I'm just crazy. My boyfriend has no idea what I'm talking about. S-O fucking S.
Can I please go first?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Listen to this, sweetie. Number one, your boyfriend knows. People are not stupid. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend definitely knows what's going on.
This is the thrill of his life.
Number two, I used to slap my boyfriend across the face at parties in front of his girlfriend, and we'd play it off like we were just friends, and now we're dating. it's not playful.
Yeah,
it's
I
not
want you
fun.
To look at the shining example of Busted right in fucking front of us here, Courtney fucking Bell. She is this other girl.
Oh
I want
God.
You to know, she is your worst nightmare. Abort.
Yeah,
ma'am.
I am.
Fucking retreat.
Abort machine.
Because we're telling you right now, they're both up to no good. Like, I'm not saying that they're definitely fucking, but I am saying that she's probably slobbing on his knob right now as we
you
speak.
You might want to go knock on his apartment door and see
yeah,
what's
break
going
in.
On.
I would say breaking in is probably my piece of advice.
This I actually just thought was funny, and maybe I'm just being really pessimistic, but they said, How the fuck do you guys find so many friends in Los Angeles? What friends?
Yeah, I'm gonna say like who where? I know one person. I literally speak to Courtney Bell 9 times a day and then trick myself into thinking that she's a bunch of different people. No, I am.
We're at a point where we have a separate app just so we can decide when we're doing business stuff and when we're doing friend stuff. And it's like, why?
Why?
We just talk too much.
You're the same person. You're the same fucking person. I don't know why we pretend.
But like, tell me, who else do you speak to? Who else do you speak to on a daily basis?
Nan one bitch. Not one
I
bitch.
Don't even answer my mom's calls.
Right. I don't understand why this
person
who
asked me this question.
Friends.
How many friends do you have?
Right. How do you find friends? How do you understand the concept of multiple friends? Like, teach us.
I'm stressed.
Okay, fucking next one. This one I just thought was hilarious. So I just wanted to blurt it out. They just commented, LA people are shallow trash. Yeah.
That includes us, by the way. We're no better.
Yeah.
Moving on. That's it. There's nothing else.
Moving on. Okay. Down to fucking business.
What is it?
Down to fucking business. This week, guys. Yes. Guys.
And girls.
It's a special week.
And everyone.
Guys and girls.
Everyone.
Guys and girls and everyone in between. I've been waiting for this one. I've been waiting for this.
What is that from?
I've been waiting for this. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move on this, you know what it is. Bitch, I'm a big bitch. I'm a jumbo. So I don't know if everyone knows because it's an audio medium. Courtney and I are the blacks.
Eric.
But just in case no one was aware, we have gorgeous, luscious cocoa butter skin.
I think they would understand, as I said earlier, that I was fixing my weave when we were starting out.
Have you heard of Adele? White people got weaves now, apparently.
Wait, Adele's Bantu.
Fix them fucking Bantu knots. No, but we are black. We are black.
We are.
We are the blacks. Yeah. We have a good number of white friends, of Caucasian friends. And I feel like all of them think that they're woke. And the thing that's been going around recently that kind of is on my goddamn nerves is this thing where black people will invite every white person and their mama to the fucking cookout.
Because they said one nice thing.
It's like, no, Becca. You did not make it. Which of our friends would actually be invited to the cookout? If any of them would make the cut. So we brought on some of our white friends. We love them. We do love white people. We do love white people, America, FBI, if you're listening.
We love them very much.
We love you so much.
What's going to happen to us? But before we bring them in, we have a special guest to introduce you guys to.
Fucking guest hosts. And we'd like to introduce everyone to the marvelous, the amazing Monique Betty.
Hello, everyone. Hi, beautiful people. Monique Desiree. Here to officiate.
You guys can't fucking see it, but she's rocking this amazing fucking fedora style fucking hat and this bold lip with the fucking tilt in the hat. She looks amazing.
Yes.
Baby.
She's ready to ruin some lives.
These big hoops.
I'm here to unite the culture. I'm ready for this game. I hope you guys watch the game.
Bring us together. Bring us the fuck together.
Or tear us apart, more importantly. Whichever one.
We're not going to be mad with either. Okay, so Monique, the cookout. What are your thoughts on the cookout?
Yeah. The cookout. So these are basically all of your cousins, right?
Yeah. You know
the
what?
Cookout is the truth. Your safe place. The cookout is everybody's your cousin. Mm-hmm. We laugh. Mm-hmm. We dance.
We
drink. We play games.
Ooh.
We gossip. Ooh. We catch up on the tea.
We gossip.
So much gossip.
We eat spare ribs.
Mm. Ooh.
We eat macaroni and cheese. We eat collard greens and potato salad without raisins.
And potato salad.
I know what you're
without
white people
the
doing.
Without raisins.
I saw it at Whole Foods. They don't put some raisins in the collard greens.
Absolutely not.
In the greens?
Whole Foods would. Absolutely not.
The point is that if you get invited to the cookout, you are now family and you are welcome. And we know that, you know, you're an amazing person. You're amazing with a little extra seasoning, a little extra sauce.
You're seasoning. You're spicy
seasoning.
White.
You're spicy white. That's new, right?
Can we just spicy make that white. The intro question? If you don't like seasoning, I'm sorry, but you can no longer play.
Yeah, you're disqualified.
If you can't handle more than black pepper, you're out. No.
You gotta go
home.
That's the litmus test.
This is mostly to prove that we are all connected and that we all love each other.
Yeah.
and that.
Exactly.
You know, we're inviting you into our world.
Bring the love.
If you don't know certain things, we're going to teach you. We're going to learn together. We're going to laugh together. We're going to grow together. At the end of this whole thing, we're all going to be cousins.
Everyone's going to come out of this fucking cousins. Everyone's going to come out of this a better blacker person.
Better blacker
person. Better blacker. Yes, yes, yes.
Today, we're going to play that illustrious game that will hopefully we'll have two new inductees to the honorary cookout. So again, we brought in four of our, you know, the people that we have the most hope are going to make it in.
The most faith.
Yes. To be totally honest, on my end, I'm pretty sure my team is going to absolutely obliterate you. I don't know what to fucking say about it.
Okay.
I will be attending their actual funeral after they literally die today. It'll be great.
So aggressive. you just jumped 30 steps. Why does my team have to die?
Sorry.
You can't just go home and cry
about it. I don't make the
fucking
rules. I don't make the rules. Actually, we do make the rules.
We should have warned them before.
Do you want to invite your team on first, the losers?
Okay. Actually, I would love to invite the winners on. Team Coco, my lovely lovelies, who are you? Tell us who the fuck you are, how you know each other, and why you know you're going to win this damn game.
What's up? I'm so happy to be here. On winning team Coco, I am Logan, and I'm from New York. Can't wait to fucking play this shit.
You look so pretty.
Stop.
You're glowing with these lights. You know what?
I put makeup on for the first time in like maybe 5 months, and I think I regret it. I think I hate it.
Logan, she's from New York. She already has a heads up.
Oh, shit.
Yes, dude.
Yes.
And I
baby boy
am Bryce Nahaku. I am from Los Angeles, California, and I'm stoked to be here to learn and hopefully be invited.
Yes.
No, sorry, but that's nice. We can all dream. We all have nice little dreams.
Eric, please introduce.
Obviously, now for the winning team, I'd like to invite on Caitlin and Peter. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Go, 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 team winning. Eric, go. One of you say something. God damn it!
All right, you're ruining it for me. I was trying to let Caitlin go first.
Jesus.
What's up? I'm Peter. Before I tell you where I'm from, I'm going to tell you that we're going to win because I'm about to lose some points.
That's the energy.
I'm from Boston.
That's the energy.
So, there you go. Don't worry about it. It's not what you think it is.
I'm a little
nervous. I promise. Boston is a different place than what you may have been led to believe, and I will stand that hardcore. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's up?
My name is Caitlin, and I am also from the winning team. Let's do it. I'm actually from Orange County, California. Despite what you all might think by that stereotype, I'm ready to kick ass today. Okay.
Let's do this. Team Eric, you guys get the first question.
Oh, man.
Are you ready? This is going to be a fill in the blank.
Great.
Team Eric, let's go. Please finish the sentence for me. Who do I look like? Boo boo da blank?
I know this.
Bitch, you better know it.
You fucking say it at work, so yes, I know it. Boo Boo the Clown.
Wrong, goddamn
you.
Damn
say
you
say that.
No!
Thank you, Eric.
No! Here's the thing. From now on, you're going to wait for me to help.
She
you're
going
to wait for me to help you.
I totally thought that's what it was.
Wrong.
Peter, I fucked it up. Sorry, Pete.
Team Coco.
You wrong,
Team Coco,
Caitlin.
You got it.
Wrong.
You got it.
Team Coco, nope. Bryce and Logan, I need an answer from you.
Hey,
Team Coco.
Coco,
let's go.
Hey, Coco.
Can we converse about this real quick?
Yes.
Can we get some help from our coach?
Who do I look like? Boo Boo the who?
It's just... Boo Boo the... Can I rhyme? Come on, you guys. Just... It's,
no!
It's simple.
Bitch, you cannot rhyme!
It's so close... To what
it's
she
close
said.
To, it's close to clown, you're saying?
It is.
Yes.
It's a synonym.
You were kind of close.
Babe. Hey, Logan. What about Bozo?
You know what?
I don't think that's close
don't say
enough
shit,
to clown.
Courtney.
Logan, do you have a different answer? I'm going to give you a chance, girl. Boo boo to what? What sounds funny to you?
Y'all got like 5 seconds.
You know black people like to make everything funny.
What sounds funny to you?
I mean, I want to just go like, you're saying it's close to clown. I want to say just like bitch, boo boo the bitch, right?
Oh,
Boo-boo the bitch. Boo-boo the bitch might be my new slogan. Okay. Boo-boo the bitch needs to be this, on a t-shirt.
Okay, wait. Let's see if, even though neither of these like people actually got the answer right, let's see what Peter would have said.
Boo-boo the fool.
It's boo-boo. Yeah.
I was like, I got this. I was like, she's got
oh
this.
Oh my gosh. Damn. See, I have hope.
Peter, I'm sorry that I just
also, I really believed in Caitlin there.
The fact that he knew that, though, I'm so impressed. I'm going to give him that point. Team Eric, you guys got that point. Caitlin, you fucked up, girl.
Babe, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I kind of like Boo Boo the Bitch.
You know what, you guys? Boo Boo the Bitch.
Boo Boo the Bitch.
I like the Boo Boo the Bitch. I like the alliterations.
Who do I look like? Boo Boo the Bitch.
Keep it up, Team Coco. The alliterations was what I needed.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. And this is going to go to Team Coco. So the question is, as children, when did Black parents tell us to get home by?
Dinner.
Logan.
Is that your final?
Bryce, do you have a different answer?
I was told when the street lights turn on.
Yes!
Oh, snap! Yes!
That's fucking good! Yes!
Oh, yeah! My
Bryce, did your parents say that to you?
They did tell me that.
We
would have gotten it. Look,
Universal.
We got some points up on the board.
Bryce.
We got some points up on the board.
My mom used to say that to me. Yeah. My friend was
awesome. Too. That is so sexy that you knew that. That is really hot.
Got that one shot. No hesitation. Okay, Team Eric, you are up.
Come on, Team Eric.
Do a little bit of song association. Dude. I need you to finish the lyrics for me. Never meant to make your blank blank. I apologize.
Okay.
Blank. You must get this correct. Okay, listen.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times by Miss Jackson.
Peter.
Miss Jackson by Outkast. From
Peter?
Speaker Box. No, not Speaker Box, The Love Below. That's from
Coming in with the heat.
Not Stankonia.
You get that bonus point.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Peter, you keep acting up. You're going to get to Peter's the cookout, and I'm going to act up with you.
I can go get that album. It's right over there. I have it on CD.
Team Coco, you're up. This is your chance for retribution.
Let's go.
It's your multiple choice. This is your multiple choice, Team Coco. And it's easy. I need you to get this one, okay?
Let's go.
Team Coco, what might your mama tell you before going into any store? A, don't touch nothing. B, don't ask for nothing.
Oh
C,
God.
Don't look at nothing. Or D, all of the above.
I mean, hold on. Okay, we got
go with all the
don't
above.
Touch
Bryce,
nothing. Don't ask for nothing. Don't look at nothing.
He was
that's
acting
all
it
the
out.
Above. That's what. That's a mom saying all the above. She's
don't
going
touch,
like, don't touch
ask,
nothing.
Don't
ask for nothing. Don't look at nothing.
Owie, Team Coco, you got it.
Look at that teamwork.
Don't
you
ask, don't
knew.
Touch, and don't look
yes.
at nothing. Don't do
shocked.
It.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
I
okay.
have full faith.
Okay, Team Eric.
You guys are on the board. You got it. That's all that matters.
You got
do it.
Okay. Team Eric, this is a question. It's
Come
very
on.
Simple. What might your mother say if you need to go to McDonald's? A job. B, a clue, C, McDonald's money, or D, good grades.
Okay, listen, y'all. You wanna go to McDonald's? Well, you better.
Yeah, Peter. Peter's looking confused.
You go ahead.
Peter, I'm definitely thinking that this is a.
You want to go to McDonald's?
You better have some.
You gotta.
This is personal to you.
Yeah, I listen.
You better.
I know it's not C or D. I'll tell you that right now. I know it's not McDonald's money or.
Eric, you about to get a flag on the plate.
Eric, you're just repeating the question.
You know, my first instinct.
Yeah, Eric is living.
He's living something out.
I know, but I love this. See, I know this is an audio medium, but I wish y'all could see this because I'm enjoying the performance I'm getting out of Eric right now. That's what I'm watching.
No.
I just want him to do it
my
again.
Lord. My lord!
What are we going with?
Please get you to the cookout.
I think it's A. We think it's A.
You're both saying a job.
Ah, nope.
Okay. God damn it. What do you mean?
Eric, I need you to get your team together.
You want to go to McDonald's? You better have you some McDonald's money. You got some McDonald's money? You want to go to you got some McDonald's money?
No one deserved it.
It was so mean. It was so sassy too.
It could be like you want a computer? You got some computer money, or you want to go to bed? You got some bed money? It was everything. It could have literally applied to everything.
McDonald's money is just the one that hurt the most, because it's like, what do you mean? If I don't have McDonald's money, I must be between the ages of like 5 to 15. Like, what money do I have?
I am 4 years old.
Logan is getting the information. I could tell she's breathing it in, and I love it.
Team Coco.
What is Beyonce's full name?
Okay. Listen, you guys. Beyonce's full name. Beyonce. Oh,
Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter.
Yes!
Logan. Mamita, you got that.
I don't know. There's a piece of punctuation in there. There's a piece of punctuation in there. I don't remember Logan saying out loud.
I have to say punctuation? Come on. I know her name.
No.
Say the punctuation.
I don't know it. I know that because she sang it in a song.
Logan, in the future, don't disrespect Queen B. It's Beyonce Giselle Knowles hyphen Carter.
Hyphen.
Oh, she didn't say it.
Beyonce Giselle Knowles hyphen Carter.
I'm going to give it to you.
Logan's confidence is the point. The swiftness. She came in with the quickness.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay, Team Eric, we got a little fun one for you guys. And you actually probably have to watch the show, Team Eric, really know this. But we'll see what you got. Can you do me a favor? Name the singing duo that appears on the television show Grown It.
Okay, y'all got this. Y'all got this. They just did the W. They just did the VMAs. Young and Pretty. Hot. They're hot. Do it. No, that's the wrong song. Black Barbie doll.
Oh. Chloe X Haley.
Oh, I don't even know who
they are. Peter, Tula already has some secret invitation that we don't know about.
My goodness.
I've watched every episode of Blackish, but only three
I've never
grown-ish,
seen that
and
show.
I haven't watched Mixed-ish.
Caitlin,
I don't know what to tell you.
Shut up, girl. I ain't playing with you. Team Coco, I want you to recite the theme song of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Word for word.
I've never seen another name.
This is a story all about how my life got twisted, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Thank you.
Oh, that's it? All right. I pull up to the house about 78. And I fell to the caviar home. Smell you later. My kingdom, I was finally there.
I know the two of you know it.
All right, Team Eric. I need you to fill in this blank for me, okay?
Fill in this blank.
Peter, Caitlin, pay attention. When your parent, your grandma, whoever that leads a black household says, stop crying before I A, send you to your room, B, put you in time out, C, give you something to cry about, or D, give you these hands, what's the answer?
Peter, I'm thinking.
One is the right answer.
I've got a very strong feeling, pick? Caitlin.
Stop crying before I.
It's D.
Stop crying
I think
stop
it
crying.
Might be.
I mean, listen.
I've heard C more, but.
C? You
heard
it? Something to cry
that's
about?
The thing. If you heard it, then that's the right answer.
All right.
Yes, Team Eric. Yeah. Stop crying before I give you ass something to cry about.
Thank you, Caitlin.
I'm really happy that Caitlin pulled it through.
I'm giving you something to cry about all the time.
Yes. That's why you're about to come to the cookout. That's why.
If my mother ever said, I'm going to put you in timeout, I'd be like, thank you.
Like, thank you.
I'll take it.
Thank you so much.
Send me in my room, please.
I'll do it.
Team Coco, Bryce, Logan, I'm going to need you to probably get a pen and paper if you don't have one handy. I am going to list out some letters.
You know I do have one.
I'm going to list out a little acronym. You're going to need some brain power. Here we go. G-Y-A.
All right.
I. T, G, D, H, B, I, B, Y, M, F, A. And here's your clue. MFA does not stand for Master of Arts, motherfuckers. Y'all better get that shit together.
All right, I have a good idea.
I have a really good idea. Baby,
you go first.
Get your ass in the game.
No.
Logan. Okay.
Get your ass in the game.
I love you so much.
I love Logan.
Get your house in the goddamn house.
Get your house?
Sorry, get your ass in the goddamn house before I beat your motherfucking ass.
Bitch, yes! You my new best friend.
Yes.
That's what's up, babe.
Logan.
Yeah. Pulling it back in.
Where are we going for lunch tomorrow, mama?
Wherever you want, baby. Wherever.
Where are we going for lunch?
You pick.
Oh, get your ass in the goddamn house.
I am like, I'm floored.
You're a motherfucker.
She came in with a swift. She said, right, no.
get your head in the game. Get your ass in the game.
Like, this isn't fucking High School Musical.
Okay, let's go to round two. Here we go. Round two, for this round, there is no right answer. I will let you know what is the right answer. First question in round two. What is the ultimate sign of disrespect to a black mama? A, is it rolling your eyes? B, back talk? C, slamming doors? Or D, calling her by her first name?
I'm actually excited to see what y'all think. So this is what the most heinous
crime is, because obviously all of these are
bad. These are all bad. None of these are heinous.
You would.
Yeah, you die.
Yeah, get something to cry about.
So what's the ultimate?
Bryce, I'm leaning towards D, because that is like, it's so active. It's like you're going out of your way to do that.
I would almost agree, like, However, you and I are on different teams.
I mean, if you consolidate, if you're really sure.
If there's a universal answer.
Coco, Eric, actually both of the teams kind of conclusively came to D, calling her by her first name.
Okay.
What do you feel? Eric and Coco, what do y'all think?
Black people, let's talk. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. If I ever rolled my eyes. Well, here's the thing. Say, rolling your eyes at your parents.
It's A or B.
You'll get a talking to. They'll be like, bitch, what?
A or B.
Absolutely not. If I called my mother Robin, Robin, what do you mean, Robin? Do you understand? That would be the last words out of my mouth.
Oh, my mom would start laughing. It would break the tension. She'd be like, what? Like, she couldn't even take it seriously.
Right. I call my mama Vivian all the time. She don't say nothing.
Yeah, she thinks she would be like, tee-hee-hee-hee. If I talk back to my mom, I get shoved to the floor. I'm not ever going to talk to my mom.
Shoved to the floor. I would get a talking to. For A, B, and C, I would get a talking to. If I ever called my mom by her first name, she would punch me straight in the throat, and that'd be the last word I ever spoke. And that's okay. Like, I'm aware of that. Wait. I live my life comfortably. So my answer is D. What's yours?
It is B.
Monique, tiebreaker.
I would say B.
The answer for me is going to be B, the back talk.
Damn, yes! Nobody gets the point. I was on y'all's side, too.
Thanks for vouching.
I really wanted
y'all
to win.
You talk back, you're likely to get a foot right up your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
A foot.
You get the wild eyes. The wild eyes as the belt is coming off. And you're like, I don't know what happened. I don't know, it wasn't me. Those words didn't come out of me.
We're not talking about it. It's a pop-pop. It's two B thing. And you don't know where they came from. Yep. You don't know why you numb. Yep. You just know you just got popping twice. You got to sit in the corner and think about it. Right? All right. Next question. Who is the best female R&B group of the 90s? A, is it Destiny's Child? B, Aaliyah? C, Mariah Carey? Or D, Whitney Houston?
I have some opinions, so.
We can just take Mariah Carey right out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Why?
Ooh, chat. Oh my god.
Is this personally?
Personally? Who do you think, black people? Well, who do you think? I mean, it could be personally, but if I was you, I would try to figure out what we were gonna say. Shit.
Peter, what do you think?
I don't know. Like, Whitney's, it's the 90s. Whitney's a little early for the 90s. That's why I'm like.
Peter, yes.
Whitney's more like late 80s, early 90s.
That's true. She is a little early.
And Aaliyah hit, and she hit hard, but like...
Logan, I really like Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child's really nice for me.
I mean, if we're talking about... Oh, the best, though.
Baby, I just like... I mean, because we met each other, it's Destiny. So, Destiny's Child.
Ooh, Bryce. Wow.
Oh, wait.
Bryce, is that a final answer? Is that a final answer, Bryce?
You know what? I don't agree, but because you said it... You said it so sweetly. I'm going to go with, yeah, we're going to go with A, okay. Team Coco. Team Eric?
I was going to go for Destiny's Child as well.
Eric, let's say our answers at the same time.
Well, no, because I'm sure I'm going to have a different answer than you. I'm positive.
Let's see. Are you ready?
Okay, we'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
Say the name.
Yeah,
three.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Mariah Carey. 100%. Oh my God. Obviously. Clearly. Because she had eight different generations in the 90s.
Guess what? I'm going to give a point to each team. Because you know what?
Wow.
All are winners.
There might not be a wrong answer here.
The answer is all of them.
Everybody wins.
I love that.
Let's go on to the next question. This is a fun one. Get ready. When are Black people most likely to change their voice? Is it A, on the phone, B, at work, C, in front of white folks, or D, at church?
Should we let them discuss first? I got us.
Well, I know it's not at church.
That's my girl. But...
on
the phone's a little general because, you know, they could be on the phone with whoever. At work, though, most likely.
Caitlin, you know good and goddamn well when I'm at work, I talk to you the goddamn same way that I'm talking to you right now. Fucking hell, bitch.
Yeah, wait. Do I sound different at work,
Caitlin? I want to say in front of white folks because I know about like code switching and
okay,
like
terms.
Feeling like you have. Okay, I know the term. Eric taught me that term actually. I think because of that pressure, I want to say C.
I can definitely see Eric sitting Logan down at the beach like, okay, we're learning a new term today.
Okay, I have weekly lessons with Eric.
Team Coco, what's your answer?
Go ahead, babe. I trust you on this one. I was either going to go with at work just because work is like you kind of change. You leave everything at the door going to work. Kind of go turn into someone. I change the work. But I believe in you if you think it's C, baby. So we're going to say C.
I want to say it's at work. I mean, that's what...
For Eric, it's gonna be at work. For Eric, it's at work.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen
for Eric 100%. So we're on Team Eric. Let's ride with Team Eric. We'll go with B.
Listen, you guys.
Listen,
it's C.
It's B.
Everybody changes
it's
their
B.
voice at work.
Right.
It's
everyone
B.
Everyone changes their voice, so it doesn't.
No. Black people.
Y'all both wrong. The answer is on the phone. Because guess what? In your face,
she's right.
You know.
That's
in
not
your
wrong.
Face, you know.
Honestly, it's kind of true. Huh?
So next question. Which female rapper would you want to have your back in a fight? Is it A, Cardi B, B, Megan Thee Stallion, C, Doja Cat, or D, Nicki Minaj? And you better be impartial to your host. I'll tell you that right now.
Megan Thee Stallion, 110%.
The girl that just got shot in her foot? Who said that?
Just because you get shot in your foot doesn't
so
mean you
So you wrong. You way wrong. Logan, we might have to reschedule our lunch date, girl. Next, Bryce, Peter, and Caitlin, what do you say?
I say Cardi B.
I say Cardi B.
I say Cardi B.
It's not Nicki.
Bryce and Caitlin. Okay, so Peter, what do you say? Get it right, baby.
It's Nicki. My gut says Cardi, but I'll change it up because there's two Cardis on the board, and I'll say Nicki.
Thank you. Peter, Team Eric, y'all just got another point. Doja Cat, that bitch out, because she obviously don't know nothing about
nothing.
Whatever.
Nothing about
she don't know nothing about nothing, right?
Not a single hand.
Megan Thee Stallion, this girl just got shot in a goddamn foot. She's six some feet against a 5'2 man. Girl, you let this guy shoot you in the foot. You wrong. Right? Okay. Cardi.
No.
I swear to God, she was going to wear Nicki's ass out.
But the ultimate
win in a fight is the one that gets to walk away like the queen, unscathed.
Unscathed. And Cardi B walked out with a big old knot on her head.
All she did was walk and take her photographs and pose for the cameras. And that's who wins in a fight. The ultimate lady. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj wins. Nicki Minaj for sure. Yeah, Cardi B got her. She didn't even do nothing and she got her butt whooped. It was sad.
She got a little movie knot on her forehead.
She got a big old knot on her forehead. It was embarrassing.
Okay.
Last two questions, though.
All right. This one, I'm going to let you guys fight this out like strippers over some cash on the stage. Because I don't know the answer my damn self. The The question is, what is the best Black Disney Channel movie of all time? Is it A, Cheetah Girls, B, The Proud Family Movie, C, The Color of Friendship, or D, Twitches? And bonus
is E.
I love the Goofy movie as well.
A very goofy movie.
Oh my gosh. Okay, never mind.
Caitlin and
very
Peter.
Very goofy movie. I'm going to go for that one.
I'm pretty sure it's an extremely goofy movie.
There are several. There are 19 different movies.
Is there, there a very is. Goofy movie?
Bryce loves
number two.
A goofy movie and there's an extremely goofy movie.
Oh my gosh, he's got it in his room. Wow.
Yeah, it's a goofy movie.
My team would like to forfeit a point to Logan and Bryce.
Peter's right.
Logan. Mama, you're out. Bryce, you're in. We're having a lunch date tomorrow, Bryce.
Woo, so passionate. Because he has the VCR and right there. The DVD.
That was a flex.
Moving right along. Okay, next question. Where do Black people get ashiest? Elbow, B, feet, C, behind the ears, or D, the knee?
It's elbows. Peter, it's elbows.
If you've ever met me, you'll have no idea what the answer to this question is because I've never seen Ashy in my entire life.
I think Peter and I are going elbows.
He's got silky smooth.
I do.
We're going elbows.
If you've ever met
me. If you know me, you know what the answer is because I'm always Ashy.
Caitlin and I are elbows hardcore.
It's got to be one of the joints.
I want to go either elbows or knees. I think it's the joints. Hey. I want to say it's a joint. You know, if they're saying elbows, let's go knees.
It's the feet.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
I'm surprised
y'all don't know this knowing Courtney. Courtney's feet are the ashiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
your tone, show me.
My feet constantly look as though they've been dipped in sand.
So funny.
But also, look at my elbows.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you're a child, it's knees and elbows. But when you're an adult, it's usually the feet.
Honey, none of y'all getting a point on that. Okay. Next question.
You gotta make waves. You gotta make waves under there, baby.
Or condiments that you can always find at a blackout.
But like, you can't say ketchup, you know?
Girl, you better relax. You're over here giving away answers and whatnot.
Okay. So, I'm gonna go for what I will go for at a cookout first on my plate, and that's mac and cheese, cornbread, and hot sauce.
Woo!
Caitlin, you got any additions? You wanna edit?
I'll go with those three. I would also say barbecue sauce, but I'm going to say hot sauce.
Here she go with her potato salad.
I'm going to say hot sauce for sure.
Team Coco, bring it in.
We got fried chicken. We got green beans, and we got, what was that? Third one.
You
I
fucked
wanted.
It up with that one.
Oh, shredded barbecue chicken sandwiches.
You guys can't see how big Bryce's eyes are right now when he's talking about food, but it is incredible.
He's just hungry.
Twice the size.
I'm dilated. I'm gonna go no with the sandwich. Can I edit?
Yeah,
your
okay. Fried chicken,
list?
Green beans.
Yes.
Can we work together? Yes. We work together. Okay, I like your fried chicken. What was your
green
second?
Beans.
I like your. I like green,
green beans.
I like
green
beans.
Goddamn green beans.
The smothered green beans. Bryce, go eat.
I'm gonna go hot sauce. I also second and agree.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm going Team Eric. Mac and cheese, cornbread, and hot sauce.
Cookout?
I don't know. What the fuck y'all got this fucking green beans?
Yeah, these green beans?
Yeah.
Motherfucking shredded chicken. He said shredded chicken sandwiches. Team Coco, they messed up. That's an easy
collard
one.
Collard greens?
Too.
If you say collard greens?
Guess what? Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. We're going to the bonus round, bitches.
So we have four categories. You get to choose which category you want to do. It's a redemption round. You have 15 seconds. We're going to put a timer on. And at the end of the 15 seconds, however many questions you got right, that's how many points we're going to add.
Name as many Black female actresses that you can in 15 seconds. Name as many soul food dishes that you can. Or name as many 90s R&B groups.
I'm going to go Black actresses.
Black actresses.
I like that. Yeah. We can do this. Come on, guys.
Viola Davis, Kiki Palmer, Halle Berry, Jada Pinkett Smith. Raven Simone. I'm already forgetting. Lupita Nyong'o, Letitia White.
It has to be 15 seconds by now.
Nope. They got a few more seconds. Five, four, three, two, one, zero. That's huge. You're done. You're done. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 7, Team Coco.
Team Eric, let's completely slaughter them.
I'm down. I was like, if there's our 90s R&B.
Let's go. 90s R&B. Your time starts right now. Go.
All right. Aaliyah, TLC, Drew Hill, Blue Cantrell, Blackstreet, New Edition, Bell Biv to Bow, Boys to Men.
Wow.
Tony.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. Destiny's Child. Boys, yeah, I was getting into the deep cuts. We didn't say Mariah Carey yet.
Destiny's Child. Damn. We didn't say it.
En Vogue.
You're getting the deep cuts.
En Vogue.
Damn. Okay, listen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Damn. 0. So
absolutely murdered.
Y'all basically murdered. You murdered the last round.
I mean, he would have been...
As fucking expected, we annihilated. But you know what? Here's the thing, I'm y'all. Over it. We all learned so much more. We came out of this better and blacker, just like we thought. Go to your nearest cookout. Honestly, you all scored in the double digits. I think that's a nice little invite to the cookout for both teams. It's just that Caitlin and Peter are going to get there a little early. They're going
to
help
Peter
set up.
Peter gets to smoke a cigar with the dads at the end.
Peter can walk in before I do.
Nah.
Who's going to bring the cornbread? Who's bringing the mac and cheese?
This was a team effort, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We let you guys go, we're going to go ahead and go around. If you guys want to plug, first of all, thank you guys so much.
Yes, thank you for
coming on the show.
You
guys fucking killed it. You all are so good and so funny. We're going to go around. If anyone has anything they want to plug, anything that they want to promote before we let you guys go, you can promote your social media. You can plug anything you want. Let's start off with the winners, Team Eric.
Okay. You can find me at Posterweil. That's P. Osterweil, which is my last name on Instagram. I got some stuff going on there. I host a live game show where you can win money, which is pretty chill. I have a podcast that's kind of dead, but you can still listen to old episodes of it. So, you know, find stuff on there. It's all on my Insta.
Okay. Kaylin?
I don't think I have anything like traumatic to plug right now, actually, to be honest with you. Unless you want to see yourself. Model photos on my Instagram.
Oh my God, she's so hot.
So if you guys want to check out what I'm doing, I'm working on a couple films and things right now, which I'll be promoting on my Instagram. So you guys can check me out there.
Woo! I creepily followed you right now.
I'll follow you right back.
Right. Yay!
I don't have anything to plug, but Coco and Eric, thank you for having me. I loved being here, and I love that you guys are making big fucking moves. And I love you.
All right, y'all. Any of your media needs in film or videography, I am your man. Nahaku Films is my company, and you can find my Instagram at Bryce Nahaku, BryceNahaku. Thank you. And thank you, Monique. Thank you, Monique.
Host extraordinaire.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Host extraordinaire.
Follow us on Instagram, Get Wrecked Podcast, Twitter, Get Wrecked Cast.
Follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever the fuck you are listening to us right now so you can get the episode right when it airs. Also, leave a rating and review. Say something funny and we'll repost you on our social media. It's been a wonderful night of Tom fuckery. And we'll talk to you all soon.
Yeah, bye.
So long. Farewell. Bye-bye. Yeah.